Happy New Year, guys. Happy, happy, happy New Year. Welcome to 2024. I remain your very own Mabel Benita, the host of the Squash Podcast. If you are listening for the first time, thank you so very much for clicking that link. And if you are a regular, Happy New Year once again. Nice to have you back. I haven't recorded since December 2023. Ooh, 2023. Imagine how time ran so fast. Like, we're in 2024. It was 2023. Okay, so you know the drill. We do a recap of what has happened the previous year, how it was. The beginning of last month, I told you guys I lost my uncle, and it was a very emotional month for me. But I ended the month with good news, so I went home for Christmas. See, let me just tell you the honest truth. If you're a Nigerian, even the non-Nigerians, and you didn't go home this last Christmas, you missed it. You missed it big time. Like, I didn't know how much I missed home till I got home. Because getting home, it was emotional, you know, having to deal with the whole burial and with my uncle not being in the picture again. A big piece of the family was missing and everyone had to give each other strength and that. And then we decided to, you know, celebrate his memory and celebrate us coming together again. And then it was just sweet. It was, first, the thing I bust my head when I went home. The hike in the prices. Like, I don't even get why things are so expensive. Why are things so... How are people surviving in that country? How, my fellow Nigerians, how are you guys surviving in Nigeria? Because the way the prices were hitting me back to back, I couldn't even... There was no break. It's like your daily budget should be like 15K. Because you're coming outside, transportation from where you are to where you're going to, and then the feeding. And then I'm just like, no. Nobody told me this was going to be it. If you guys told me, I would probably have had a rethink or not come during the festive period. Because the down part about coming home during the festive period, the upside is, oh yes, you join in the jollifications and the merriment and the celebration and the families together. Yes, that's the up part. But the down part is, you see, in that merriment, we have now grown where we are now the aunties and we are now the uncles that's coming home for Christmas and New Year. You know, before, we used to be the little ones that anticipating our aunties and uncles return. But as karma would have it, the tables have turned. So we are now the aunties and we now have younger ones that be like, auntie, what did you bring for me? Auntie, what gift did you do this? Auntie, where's my Christmas gift? Auntie. And you're just like, please, where is my own auntie? I don't want to be an auntie anymore. That's how I was feeling when I got home. I was like, yo, things are expensive. I won't even lie. Things are so different from how it was when we left home. You're telling me gala 200. Normal gala 200, Coca-Cola 250, 250 naira, and then ever water coming 200, pure water 250 naira. I'm like, the thing was just like, no, you gotta be kidding me. How come? And then bread, they just soft again, the one that used to hawk like this, the not so big, the big one, let me say the big one, 1K, Titus fish, round one. 1,000, last price, 800. If you don't buy, carry your two left leg and be going. Like this one, they're not even begging yourself. Back in the days, we could form. I know they buy you. Mm-hmm. And then you walk away. This one, if you know to buy, short, be going yourself. They don't even want you to buy because you want to buy it for 800. Somebody will buy it for 1,000. It's like, and the thing is, it's so normal. It's normal. I was buying food when I went home. And I was hearing the lady that was buying before me. She was like, Mama, put rice 600. I'm like, in my head, 600. How many people are coming? Do you want to feed 1,000 people? Which one is 600 naira rice? And when the woman put the 600 naira rice in the leaf, I'm like, yo, this is 600. It can't be. You're joking with me. You're messing with me right now. How come? Then before she now put this one, put that one, put meat, put assorted, put this one, put beans, put plantain, put spaghetti. Everything was reaching like 1,500. And like 1,500 just went like that film. It just vanished into the air. Not to talk of when I now went to GT. And I ordered rice. I think it was it white rice? White rice, moi moi, and malt. It was reaching like, I think 4,400 or 5,400. Me and my friend went out for lunch, and what we, it's just rice and meat and salad. Both plates was like 9,000 something. I'm like, hey. So people that they're earning 30,000, 40,000 in a month, how are they surviving? Because if I tell you I'm not mesmerized, I was mesmerized. Mm-hmm. But still, if you didn't come home, if you did not come home last month, forget it, you missed. Or was it when I now went to church? Was it when I now went to church? You know, there's this love and warmth you receive when folks haven't seen you in a very long time. Especially if you are the kind that knows everybody and everybody knows you. You know how Niger churches are. That's like your extended family. So there's everybody hugging you. Oh, you've grown all your days. It's been long. It's been long. That love first. And then the highlight of my church service, the highlight of my trip, was when my choir now started singing Bini songs. Hey! Oh my Jesus. See, the reason why I didn't make this episode since was because I wanted to make a video podcast. So you can actually see my expressions and I can dance for you the way I was dancing in church. Because the way the Bini song was sweating me, the way it was touching some nerves in my brain, I'm like, hey, it's good to be home. It's good to be home. I'm not a Bini girl, but I grew up in Bini. I spent most of my life in Bini. Even if I don't understand what they're saying, the songs used to sweet me. The song used to sweet my belly. It used to, you know, when you just have the hair in your body, you just stand. And I was hearing it, I was, hey, oh my Jesus. That was in one church, because I have two churches that I attend to when I'm home. So I finished one service and I went for the other service in the other church. They're not giving me all those old Niger praises like that. I'm not like, ha, oh my Lord. I had fun. I had mind-blowing fun. I didn't know when the 3 weeks went by. I won't even lie. It went back in a flash because I was up and running the whole days. I wanted to see everything, do everything I've missed. I felt like I haven't been home in so long. And trust me, for those of you that follow me on Instagram, and for my friends, my real G's that I was peppering, for those of them that refuse to come home, I'm sending them pictures of the food I'm eating that I know they cannot find. Where I'm going to, they know is to meet before. You know, just so it will be peppering you, because it's not me that say you should not come home. When you're supposed to come home and come and see your family, no, you're going to another place. So it's good for you. But guys, it was fun. It was fun. That's about last year. We ended 2023 in a big way. Like, it was good. All around, I am grateful for everything, the good, the bad. I'm grateful for it all. It was a long year. It was a really, 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 really long year. But if I tell you that this 2024, hey, it don't set. It have certain. It has. There are so many. No, we said we don't do resolutions anymore. And these are not resolutions. These are things I must achieve this year. So my dear, if you are listening to me and you have not set goals for 2024, you're on a long term. Do it. Forget it. Forget we're not doing resolutions, but forget about it. Put a target. Write your goals. This is what I want to achieve in this year. This year, we don't agree for anybody. No agree for anybody. What you put your mind on, believe in yourself that you can do it this year. You might not have done it last year. But you can do it this year. You might have done it last year, but this year to be better. Chike, this year is going to be amazing for me, my household, my fans, my acquaintances. It's going to be amazing all around. And I am excited. I'm totally excited to, like, I'm just, what does this year have in store for us? I want nothing but softness, good news, no stress, peace of mind, you know, just the Bugatti go. That's the kind of vibe I want to go with. Yeah. Anyway, this is not supposed to be a long voice note. This is just me telling voice note episode. This is me telling you guys that I love you. Welcome to the new year. Welcome to the new dispensation. Okay, on that note, I love you all. And for those of you that listens to my episodes, kindly send messages to my Instagram handle, The Squash Podcast, not my main handle, Benelicious. That account was hacked. I don't have access to it currently. So please, please, please send messages to The Squash Podcast till I get my account back, inshallah. Remain blessed, guys. I love you.